It's 7:22. Today we mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. The signature moment of that event came near the end when a preacher from Atlanta spoke to the crowd of 250,000. But his most famous four words, "I have a dream," were not part of the plan.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
And so, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. began his famous "I Have a Dream" speech. Clarence Jones was Dr. King's lawyer. He helped craft the speech and recalls its significance.
The fact of the matter is, the overwhelming majority of people in America had never heard or seen Martin Luther King Jr. speak before.
Dr. King was chosen to speak last. He spoke just over 16 minutes. Jones says he wasn't just speaking to the swaying seas of blonde heads and blue eyes, black skin and woolly hair in the crowd. He was speaking to the conscience of America.
He was saying, after Birmingham, fire hoses and police dogs attacking black boys and girls who were demonstrating peacefully to end racial segregation, he was saying, what kind of country are we? Aren't we a country better than this?
Things changed a little more than halfway through the speech.
I say to you today, my friend,
during this 10-second pause, something that no one prepared for happened. The last 5 minutes of the speech, Dr. King talked about his dream, but it was nowhere in the prepared text. Jones tells us where the iconic "I Have a Dream" part of the speech came from.
Mahalia Jackson, his favorite gospel singer, she shouted to him, "Tell him about the dream, Martin. Tell him about the dream."
King obliged.
Now, I heard this and I saw his reaction to it. His reaction to it was to sort of look in the direction of Mahalia, but then to take the prepared text that he was reading and slide it to the left side of the lectern.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
And I turned to somebody standing next to me and I said, you know, these people don't know it, but they're about ready to go to church.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
And from there on, that part of the speech that has become so celebrated was completely extemporaneous, was completely spontaneous, and he had incorporated near the end some notes that he had made, quoting in the words of an old Baptist preacher, free at last, free at last.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Jones says Dr. King was aware of the moment.
The man had spoken these simple words at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial to the largest gathering in the history of the United States. I think he must have sensed that.
Jones says he wanted to protect King, so he had the speech copyrighted. It's under copyright until 2038. Thomas Warren, WTOP News.